Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week we talked about when the leaders of the Jews sent men with swords and sticks to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas Iscariot was with them. The chief priests had paid Judas to show the men where Jesus was. Judas showed the men who Jesus was by kissing him. The men led Jesus away. They mocked and hit him. Then they took Jesus to the high priest, Caiaphas. The Jewish leaders asked Jesus questions. They said that he had broken the law by saying that he was the Son of God. Jesus told him that he was the Son of God. They said Jesus was guilty and should die. The Jewish leaders did not have the authority to kill Jesus. They took him to Pontius Pilate, who could sentence him to die. The Jewish leaders told Pilate that Jesus had taught the people to disobey the Roman law. Pilate did not think Jesus had done anything wrong. Pilate wanted to let Jesus go. The crowd wanted Jesus to be crucified. Pilate still wanted to let Jesus go. But the priests and the people kept shouting that they wanted Jesus to be crucified. Pilate washed his hands. He said that he was not responsible for Jesus' death. The people said that they would be responsible for his death. Pilate told his soldiers to crucify Jesus. We also talked about how the soldiers beat Jesus with whips. They put a purple robe on him. They made a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head. They laughed at him and spit on him. They called him King of the Jews. Many people followed the soldiers as they took Jesus to a hill near Jerusalem. They made him carry his own cross. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross and lifted it up. They also crucified two other men who were thieves. Jesus prayed. He asked Heavenly Father to forgive the soldiers who crucified him. They did not know that he was the Savior. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was standing by the cross. The Apostle John was there too. Jesus told John to take care of his mother. John took Jesus' mother to his home. Darkness covered the land. The Savior suffered on the cross for many hours. His spirit left his body, and he died. When he died, an earthquake broke huge rocks into pieces. A curtain in the temple, called the veil, was torn in two. The Roman soldiers were afraid. One of Jesus' disciples took the Savior's body off the cross. He wrapped it in a cloth and placed it in a tomb, a place where people are buried. A big rock was rolled in front of the tomb. This week we are going to continue talking about the sacrifice of our Savior. If last week's lesson was one of the saddest things to ever happen, then this week's is one of the happiest. Sometimes if we are righteous and we have faith, things that seem sad end up being good for us in the end. Who has ever had a brother or sister leave on a mission? You have, Haley?
My cousin is on a mission now.
Really? Cool. Where is he?
Ecuador.
How did you feel when he left to go?
Sad.
How do you think you're going to feel when he comes home from serving the Lord?
Happy.
Even though Jesus' friends and family were sad when he died, how do you think Heavenly Father felt to have Jesus return to his presence?
Happy.
Even the apostles' sadness turned to joy shortly after the death of Jesus, and they didn't have to wait very long at all. Today we're going to talk about the final part of Jesus' atonement and sacrifice, the resurrection. Children at home, turn with us to chapter 54, Jesus is Risen, on page 149, and follow along as we read together.
The Savior's body was in the tomb until Sunday morning. Then two angels came and rolled the stone away from the tomb.
A woman whom Jesus had healed, named Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb. She was surprised to see the stone had moved.
Jesus' body was not in the tomb. She ran to tell Peter and John that someone had taken the Savior's body. She did not know where it was.
Peter and John ran to the tomb. They found the cloth Jesus had been buried in, but Jesus' body was not there. Peter and John did not know what to do. They went home.
Mary Magdalene stayed by the tomb crying. When she looked into the tomb again, she saw two angels.
They asked Mary Magdalene why she was crying. She said someone had taken Jesus' body away. She did not know where it was.
She turned around and saw someone. She thought it was the gardener. He asked her why she was crying. She asked him if he knew where Jesus' body was.
Then the man said, "Mary," and she knew it was Jesus. He asked her to tell the apostles that he was resurrected.
Mary Magdalene and some other women told the apostles that Jesus had been resurrected. At first, the apostles did not believe them.
Later, while the apostles were talking to each other, Jesus came into the room. The apostles were afraid. They still thought he was dead.
The Savior told them to touch his hands and feet. He was resurrected. His body and spirit had come together again.
The apostles were happy to see him. He asked them for food. They gave him fish and honeycomb. He ate it.
Jesus Christ was the first person to be resurrected. Many others were then resurrected and seen by people living in Jerusalem.
Jesus had said, "I'm the resurrection and the life." Because he overcame death, we will all be resurrected someday.
What happened to the rock that was in front of Jesus' tomb? Haley?
It was rolled away.
Who went to the tomb and found that it was open, Rachel?
Mary Magdalene.
Why do you think Mary went to the tomb, Reagan?
To see Jesus.
What did Mary Magdalene think had happened to Jesus' body? Madeline?
It had been stolen.
How do you think you would have felt to see that the Savior's body was gone from the tomb? Haley?
Very sad.
Oh, me too. Madeline?
Upset.
Yes, definitely. Riley?
Worried.
Where did Mary Magdalene go once she saw that Jesus' body was gone, Rachel?
To tell Peter and John.
When Peter and John ran to the tomb, what did they find inside, Reagan?
The cloth his body was wrapped in.
Peter and John did not know what to do. Where did they go, Madeline?
They went to their house.
What did Mary decide to do when Peter and John left? Haley, do you know?
She stayed by the tomb crying.
Haley, why do you think she stayed by the tomb?
To feel close to Jesus.
Yes, I'll bet she did. Anybody else have an idea, Rachel?
Because she loved Jesus.
I think you're right. Who was in the tomb when she looked inside for the second time, Madeline?
The two angels.
Can you imagine that? If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the glorious resurrection of our Savior. What did Mary Magdalene say when the angels asked her why she was crying? Reagan?
She didn't know where Jesus' body was.
What did Mary ask the man who she thought was the gardener? Rachel?
Where Jesus' body was.
What did Mary realize when the man said her name? Madeline?
That he was Jesus.
What did he say?
Mary.
Who did Jesus ask Mary to go and get? Haley?
The apostles.
What did Mary and the other women tell the apostles when they saw them? Reagan?
Jesus was resurrected.
How did the apostles react to the news? Rachel?
They didn't believe it.
Right. That would be kind of hard to believe, wouldn't it? Definitely. Who came into the room while the apostles were talking to each other? Madeline?
Jesus.
How did the apostles feel when they saw Jesus? Haley?
They were afraid.
Why did they have such a hard time believing the man was really Jesus? Reagan?
They thought he was still dead.
How can we recognize things that come from the Savior in our lives? How can we recognize that? Haley?
By studying the scriptures.
Right, because he speaks to us from the scriptures, doesn't he? What else? Reagan, were you going to say something?
We can listen to the Holy Ghost.
Oh, definitely. That is a wonderful way. What did Jesus invite his apostles to do so that they could know that he was the Savior? Rachel?
Touch his hands and feet.
What was special about the marks in his hands and his feet? Madeline?
They were the nails that nailed him to the cross.
What did Jesus say happened to his body? Reagan?
It was reunited with his spirit.
All right, and what's that called?
Resurrected.
What does it mean to be resurrected? Haley?
The body and spirit comes back together again.
How did the apostles feel once they realized it was Jesus? Rachel?
Very happy.
Who was the first person to be resurrected? Riley?
Jesus.
What happened after Jesus was resurrected? Madeline?
More people started to be resurrected.
Jesus said that he is the resurrection and the life. What do you think that means? The resurrection and the life. Rachel?
When we die, we can be resurrected and live again.
Who will be resurrected?
Everyone.
That's right, everyone. How does it make you feel to know that you and your families will be resurrected one day? How does it make you feel? Reagan?
Happy.
Rachel?
Loved.
Very much. Haley?
Happy.
It makes you feel happy too, just like Reagan. Madeline?
Special.
Oh, very special. How do you feel toward the Savior to know that he made it possible for you to live again? How do you feel toward him? Haley?
Grateful for his sacrifice.
Oh, me too. Any other feelings about that toward Jesus? Reagan?
Happy.
Happy again. Definitely. Madeline?
Very amazed.
Why do you feel amazed, Madeline?
Because not a lot of people would do that just for us.
Right. Exactly. That is amazing. I love that answer. Riley, were you going to say something?
Thankful.
Very thankful. Children at home, turn with us to page 183 of your Scripture Stories books and look at the picture in the bottom left-hand corner of the page. This is a picture of a place in Jerusalem where many people think that Jesus was resurrected. I would like to challenge you to spend at least 5 minutes during the next week looking at this picture and thinking about the Savior. Think of the pain that he suffered for you. Think of the love that he has for you. Picture him walking out of the tomb and preparing the way for the rest of us. Think about the feelings that you have for him. In truth, children, the exact place where Jesus was resurrected isn't very important. The important thing is that we know that he gave his life for us, was resurrected from the dead, and because of him, we will too. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 55, the apostles lead the church. And chapter 56, Peter heals a man.
See you next week.
Scripture power.